Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing Father you are. You did it again. You woke us up. Hallelujah. You woke us up. You strengthened our body. You made sure our minds were alert and stayed on you. Oh, yeah, we can't make it without you, Lord God. We need you more than the skin on our bones. We're so grateful that you are the Most High God, the loving Father that wooed us into you. You wooed us with loving, kind words. You wooed us by your Holy Spirit. You loved on us, and drew us in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, come, my child, I love you. I have a great love for you. I have this great, great love for you. I'm looking for you. Yeah, Lord, even when we were looking for love in the wrong places, you wooed us to you, Lord God. You brought us to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, you were looking for us. Hallelujah, you found us. Yeah, we had mud on us, but you cleansed us up. Yeah, you did us like you did Esther. You made us fit for your kingdom. And we say thank you for wooing us. Thank you for loving on us, even when we weren't lovable, even when we didn't look good, even when we didn't smell good, even when we were, dead in sin. We were dead to you, alive to the world. But now we are alive to you, Lord God, and we are dead to the world. We are dead. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you said, can these dry bones live? Yeah, you wooed us, and now we're alive in you. We are walking in the Spirit like never before. Oh, Lord, we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, love us so much. Love us, love us, love us. You love us. Oh, yeah, you love us to life. You love us to life. Because you are the one that give us abundant life. Oh, yeah, you have cleansed us. You have made us fit for the kingdom. Hallelujah. And so we are aligning with your perfect will today. Oh, God, move by your Holy Spirit. This morning, move by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, speak to us as we open our mouths with songs of praise and joy and thanksgiving in our hearts to you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. There's nobody greater than you, Lord God. We all have a testimony. How you're greater than we even thought last year, last month, the other day, and even today, you're greater than that. You're the highest King. Hallelujah. You're King Jesus. You're the one who loves on us every day. You're the one who wakes us up. And we say, hallelujah. We woke up again this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, this year has been many funerals, but you, Moko Shabaka, blew your breath into us, and we're yet living. We're yet thankful, that you are giving us abundant life. And we know by the breath in our bodies that you woke us up, and you started us on the plain path, and there's a path that you have us on. Oh, we don't look to the left. We don't look to the right. We look straight ahead. Oh, God, we're keeping our eyes fixed on you. We're not going to think. We're going to rise to the top. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Good morning. We're so grateful you joined us this morning on Bible Storyland. It is Children's Day today, and we welcome each one of you. I'm your host, Caritha Gantlin from Jacksonville, Florida, also known as Sister G. We have Karen Arcello with us. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Most High God. Hallelujah. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, the Caritha. It's a good morning. It's a sunny day. It's beautiful, and we're going to shine the white light on the Lord, the whiteness of light, and I'm going to, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Amen, amen.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I love that rendition. I was awesome, Karen. Awesome. This little light of mine. Yeah, we got to let it shine. You know what? We are all God's children, no matter what age we are. We belong to the Father. We belong to Him, so we got to continually sing His praises. We got to honor Him. We got to give Him glory. Oh, yeah, He's looking for us to give Him glory. He's the King of glory. Yeah, He's high and lifted up. I thank God that for Jesus, sending Jesus to the earth realm. You know, He took the nail that we should have gotten. He took the beating that we should have gotten. He wore a crown of thorns we should have been wearing. He took the beating. He took the nail for us so that we could live an abundant life and we could live eternal life with Him. Everybody going to live eternal life, but we on Bible Storyland Children's Day, we decided to live a life for Jesus so that we can live eternally with Him. Eternally with Him. There's more than one place to live eternally, but I know we chose the right place. Hallelujah. I thank God for you all this morning. We're going to continually give Him praise. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Mighty woman of God. I see her on Facebook. Oh, my God. She is dressed like the queen. You know, the daughter of the queen. Yeah. The daughter of the king, I mean. Yeah, she's dressed up. Oh, my God, dressed to bring the word. She's bringing the living word of God on Facebook. And I thank God for her. I thank God for her. Her church, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. They're on fire because God has got a fire. Ooh, He got an on-time word in Pastor Donna's mouth. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. The Lord is so good. This time last week, we were in Memphis. We went to Memphis on Thursday before last for a conference. And I tell you, a mighty conference it was. We had a prayer breakfast, had about 200 women in our prayer breakfast, had a cancer walk. We just had a wonderful, wonderful time. But in the middle of that was our 146th church anniversary. So I drove back home to Paducah for a service. And had two to give their lives to Christ, and then drove back to Memphis to finish up the conference. We came home on Tuesday.
Wow. God is able to get us through. Hallelujah.
Yes, He is.
Well, what
yes,
are you
going
to think
about? Well, I tell you what, I was going to see something else, but you just said God is able, and that was my mama's favorite song. So if you don't mind, I'll sing that today.
Amen.
He's able to carry you through no matter what the Lord makes world may do. Try Jesus, for He's satisfied. He's waiting just to hear your cry. Trust Him in everything you do, for He will bear the load for you. I know He's able, He's able to carry you through. He's able to carry you through no matter what the world may do. Try Jesus, for He's satisfied. He's waiting just to hear your cry. Trust Him in everything you do, for He will bear the load for you. I know He's able, He's able to carry you through. I met Him when I was young. This race had just begun. Sometimes the hills are hard to climb, but I found in Him peace of mind. So tempted in the sinful land, He took me and He held my hand. I know He's able, He's able to carry you through. Someday, someday I'm going to see his face when I have reached that hollow place. We'll have a hallelujah time that day. I'll see his face divine. Don't you want to go there to try Jesus, see what he can do? I know he's able, he's able to carry you through. He's able to carry you through, no matter what the world may do. Try Jesus, for he's satisfied. He's waiting just to hear your cries. Trust him in everything you do, for he will bear the load for you. I know he's able, he's able to carry you through. Amen.
Woo, amen. I tell you, this is the place to be this morning. Bible Storyland, Children's Day. Like I said, no matter what age we are God's children. We have that reassurance. So I thank God for that song this morning. We have Sister Glory Dean, Minister Glory Dean, on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to sing and play a song of praise this morning. We thank God for her. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean.
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank the Lord and giving him all the glory. Praise God. I may have pain right now, but it's okay. I just thank the Lord. I'll be okay. Hallelujah. Thank God for everyone that's out in the radio land. Thank God. All families. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'll just sing this song, you know, what God has given to us. Hallelujah. The world can't take it away. Hallelujah. It's the love that I have, the world can't take away. This love that I have, oh, the world can't take it away. This love that I have,
give it away. We got to give that love away. And you know what? God is able to move through us to give that love away. He said we're to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. I thank God for Pastor Donna Hawkins and all that she does for the body of Christ, traveling here, traveling there, doing things, singing Saturday after Saturday on Bible series. And God, for you, Minister Glory Dean, who's doing great things in the kingdom of the Most High God. God loves you so very much. And he is doing great things in his people. Yeah, God knows what he's doing now. He don't make no mistakes. He doesn't make any mistakes. He chose you for a reason. He chose you for a reason. So he's able. Whatever you're going through, God is able to deliver you out of that. He's able to deliver you. He's a delivering God. So I thank God for each one of you. Don't you know? We're saved. But sometimes God got to deliver us from ourselves, deliver us out of different things. He's a great deliverer. We all need deliverance. So I thank God for each of you. We have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God for her. She loves senior citizens. Yeah, they're very dear to her heart. So I thank God for her and all she's doing in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, yeah, they're requesting her. They're like, no, we want Jackie to take care of us. So I thank God for those healing hands when she lay them on the older people and they begin to smile and joy come in their heart because of this woman of God. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, well, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. I just woke up. I just woke up. Thank you.
Right.
I have a new man now, Mr. John Kahn. He's from Mount Zion Church. A real nice man. So, you know, another lady requested me, just recommended me to him, and, you know, whatever. It goes on from there and there. But he's real nice. I want y'all to pray for him. He's a real nice man. And he needs a lot of prayer. He's a man. He's really a good man. So please pray for him and pray for my senior citizens. We're going to have Thanksgiving dinner for them. Me and my girlfriend are going to do it again for my
wow.
Bible study class. So thank God for them. Is it Senior Citizen Day today?
It is Children's Day, but you can sing whatever song the Lord put upon your heart. We are his children, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. You know, my favorite song is from Ava Love's a little song, This Little Light of Mine, and I'm going to let it shine, This Little Light of Mine. I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, this little light of mine. Thank God
yes,
for that
Lord.
Song. You know, God's telling us something because Karen played This Little Light of Mine. And then Jackie sang This Little Light of Mine. So So you know what? We got to let our light shine in the grocery store. Yeah, in the shopping stores, wherever we go, in our neighborhoods, in the church. Yeah, you know we got to let our light shine in the church. We got to love on one another in the church. We got to be kind to one another in the church. We got to be kind to our neighbors. God looks at us. You know, he look at our attitude. He check our attitude out. Yeah. He, no matter what age we are, he check our attitude out. He said, let me see. Yeah, let me see. Let me go down my list. Yeah, Sister G. Yeah, let me see. Let me check her attitude. Let me see how she's treating people. I told her she to love me with all of my heart, with all of her heart, soul, and strength. And she does that. But I'm checking her attitude towards my children, my people. I'm checking to see how she's treating, yeah, the people of God and the people who don't smell good, the homeless and the children. I'm checking out her attitude to see how she's acting with people, how she's behaving with people, what kind of attitude she has toward them. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. You know what? God is awesome. I want to read this scripture to you in Psalm 78:18. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your acts to all who are to come. And you know what, God is, he's so awesome now. He's thinking about you. We're his children. No matter what age we are, we're his children. And you know what, he has promises. Those same promises he gave to Abraham, he gave them to us. In Genesis 15:15, it says, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried at a good old age. Yeah, good. Look at our ages now. Look back to where we came from. And you know what? He is taking care of us. In Psalm 71:9, it says, cast me not off in the time of my old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Psalm 16:31, the hoary head is a crown of glory. If it be found in the way of righteousness. Now, what is the way of righteousness? That's God's way. The way of right, that's right living. You know, you can't live one way at home and in your city, in your city, and then you go to church and you put, let me put on my faith. Yeah, let me put on my, you know, but you're putting on the wrong faith. Uh-uh. You got to keep that whole armor on all the time. Yeah, you know, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, loins girded about with truth. You got to do that all the time. We can't just, you know, do it on a Sunday or Wednesday when we go. Uh-uh. No. God is checking you out every day, no matter what age you are. He's checking you out. So our message title for today is We Have Work to Do. You know that song says there's work to do, work on every hand. Yeah, there are very few people who are working. You know what? We got a lot of bench sitters. They be sitting on the bench. Well, you know my knee hurt. I would be doing that. But, honey, I did that when I was 15 and 20. But you know my knee hurt. Now, you know my back hurt. You know my shoulder was hurt. I can't do all that no more. But I tell you what, there's work to do. We have work to do. We're God's children. I don't care if you 92, 192. You could be 83, 85, 70, 75. It doesn't matter. You could be 60, 50, 40, 30, 20. We have work to do. So the word of God is true. The word of God is true. We got to keep the word of God before us. Now, you know, in Psalm 78, it says, open your ear to my teachings, my people. So that, look, he said, listen. Listen. I ain't talk about listening just with the ear. No, there's a type of listening. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't hear God's voice. Oh, that's because you ain't listening yet. You haven't learned to hear what he's saying. He's speaking. But you have not learned to hear with the ear that God gave you. Yeah, he got to tune your ear. He got to adjust your ear so you can hear what he's saying. He said, turn your ear to the words of my mouth. Not just that ear, those into your spirit. He said, listen, this is what I'm going to do. When I open my mouth, I'm going to tell you different things. I'm going to illustrate some points to you. I have something very, very important to tell you. I don't care what age you are. I know what age you are. I follow you every day. I'm with you. Remember, my thoughts of you are more than the grains of sand. I'm with you every day. I will explain what has been hidden long time ago. These things that have been hidden, these things you got to search out in the Word. Oh, yeah, they're there. Yeah, a long time ago, I used to tell Abraham and Moses and all them, I used to tell them to tell my people. But I'm telling you directly, but you got to open up the B-I-B-L-E, the basic instructions before leaving earth. You got to open it up so I can attune, adjust your ears to hear what my spirit is saying. And then you got to read it out loud. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so these things, I'll explain to you these things hidden a long time ago. Things we have heard and known about. Yeah, we know about Moses. We know about Joseph. We knew how his brothers treated him. We know all those things. But we still have work to do. Yeah, they did their work. But are we doing our work? It's work time. Things that we have heard and known about. Things that our parents told us. You know, I used to listen to Pastor Donna's mother when she came on Bible Storyland singing. And I listened to Pastor Donna. She taught her daughter. She taught the people of God around her. She trained. I listened to Minister Glory Dean. She taught her children the ways of God. I listened to each of you. Are you teaching your children? Jackie, she trained up her grandchildren. She trained her two daughters the word of God. We cannot hide them. We can't hide the word from our children. We got to say what thus said the Lord. We got to tell the next generation about the Lord's power and the great deeds and the miraculous things he's done. I'm not talking about when he opened up the Red Sea. I'm talking about when he wakes you up every morning. Those great things. You know, when you were a child and you went to church and you used to praise God, do you know we have children today that have never, they ain't even ever walked on a church step? We got to start picking them up. We got to start going, knocking on their door saying, Mama, Daddy, can we take your child to church? That's what happened to me. That's how I got saved. My mama, my daddy wasn't going. Somebody knocked on my door and said, can I take your child to church? I noticed you have a little girl. What's her name? Caritha. Can I take Caritha to church? And they took me, and they sat patient, and they listened, and they let me listen to the word of God. They took me to Sunday school. Are we taking the children, the next generation? Are we telling them when they do wrong? When we see them smoking reefer? Are we saying, baby, I know that maybe tastes good to you right now, but you know what? When you get older, that stuff gonna really wreak havoc in your body. Your brain cells are being burned every time you take that. Are we telling the little girls, baby, that's a little bit too low. That blouse a little bit too low. You got to bring it up. No, you got to hide your body. You got to dress modest. Are we telling the fellas, pull them britches up. What's wrong with you? Look here. Adam and Eve clothed themselves. They were naked. But they realized they were before a holy God. They were in sin. And they realized they were before a holy God, and they didn't want to be naked before him. Mm-mm. No. So we got to teach the children. We got to teach them the songs of joy, this little light of mine. We got to teach them. Yeah, we got to teach. If we don't, you know who's going to teach them? The world's going to teach the children. Yeah. I had a child when I taught seventh grade in New Orleans. The child didn't come to school. He was on the road. And I said, well, when he finally came, September, October, November, December, January, he showed up. I said, where you been? Where you been, Glenn? Oh, you wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand, Miss Janet. I said, yeah, I understand. We stepped out the door. I kept my eyes on my class. And I said, tell me what you think I can understand. Well, I'm a runner. I said, what you mean a runner? Well, I run drugs. I carry this shoebox and I run drugs. I said, okay. Well, what your mama say about that? Oh, I didn't left seventh grade, 13 years old, running drugs. No, we need to teach them how to run to Jesus, how to run for Jesus, not carry no shoebox, but how to carry the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book that's going to get them into the kingdom of God. Right now, he was in the kingdom of the devil, and that wasn't all. He was 13 years old, and a 25-year-old woman had seduced him, and he was living with her. Don't you know when Joseph was seduced by Potiphar's wife? He said, no, and he ran for his life. We got to teach our children, no, baby, you got to run for your life. When the drug dealers come and give you, try to give you all this money, it's going to lead to destruction. No, we got to tell them a reckless thing. We got to say, look here, I had a mud life. I had a mud life, too. I wasn't living right. I was in the church, but I wasn't living right. But you know what? God chastised me. He whipped me. And I'd rather be whipped by my mom and my daddy than by God. And I'm telling you, baby, you got to straighten up your life. God had to straighten up my life. God will help you if you just say, Lord, I surrender these drugs. Lord, I surrender prostitution. Lord, I surrender lying. Lord, I surrender, you know, when I put on my face and it ain't right, I surrender, you know, envy, strife, hatred, I surrender all of that, Lord God. But we got to tell them about the power of God and the great deeds he's done in your life. Yeah, I wanted children, whatever it is, and I didn't have none like Hannah, and God blessed me with children, and now I got grandchildren. And I'm going to tell you, I teach them the word of God. So the Bible says he established written instructions for Jacob's people. He gave his teachings to Israel. So God has given us his teaching, and we got to teach him to our children. You know what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 6? You know the word. God ain't playing now. He's coming quick. He said, these commandments, these laws, these rules, I command you, teach them. Yeah, you got to obey them. You got to let them know that I am the one God. You got to teach it to your children, to your grandchildren. Must fear God, the Lord God. I'm going to read that part again. As long as you live, you, your children, and your grandchildren must fear the Lord God. All of you must obey all the laws and commandments that I'm giving you. And you will live a long time. Listen, children of God. Be careful to obey my laws. Be careful to obey my laws. Then these things will go well with you and your generation. Your population will increase. You will get milk and honey, the things that I promise you. Teach these things to your children. Yeah, when they get up, when they go to bed, you got to teach them my laws. You got to teach them that I'm the only true and living God. Yeah, if you don't teach them, the world's going to teach them. You got to teach them my commandments. You got to teach them what I'm teaching you, what you've learned. You say, well, I don't know the Bible from cover to cover. That's okay. If you only know Genesis, the story of Adam and Eve, the days of creation, teach them that. If you only know the story of Joseph, how he went from the pit to the palace, how he was dreaming, how he had dreams. If you only know about David and how, yeah, he killed a lion, he killed a bear, and he was a shepherd boy, and he learned to play a harp. If you only know that, teach it to your children. Teach it to your grandchildren. God said, teach them the word so that that word will get written on the tables of their heart and that they may not sin against him like we sinned against him and how he had to clean us up off the mud life. He said, he established written instructions in Jacob. He has given his teachings to us, his people. He commanded our ancestors to make them known to their children. So so the next generation will make them known. That's what we got to do. Pass it on from generation to generation to generation so that the every generation will know the word of God. So your children that are even coming, your grandchildren, your children that are even coming, they will learn the word. They will grow up. And then when they grow up, you know, like baby Ava and the other baby, they're going to tell their children and their grandchildren. So we got to let them grow up. We got to teach them the word. We got to let the word be down on the inside of them so much so that the word is coming out of them. Don't you know they got young children that know the word? I've been teaching 3- and 4-year-olds in Sunday school. And I say, hold up your hands, baby. And I wiggle my little thumb, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Now, one of them is 4 years old, was starting when she was 3. She's 4. We saw her daddy out in the hallway at church. And I say, baby, tell your daddy the books of the law. He ain't even know them. But she said Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. She paused for a minute. She was thinking. She said Deuteronomy. I have these numbers that I show them. Number one, I said, what's the first book of the law? Genesis. Number two, what's the second book? They know we got to find creative ways. I got these little trucks with the books of the Bible written on them. I give them to my 3- and 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds. They play with them. I said, okay, now look, we're going to put them in order. Yeah, what's this first book right here? Genesis. Let's put this truck right here in the first place. What's the second book? Genesis. Exodus. We're going to put it right here. There are ways that you can teach your children and your grandchildren. We don't want them to grow up ignorant because Satan is out to grab them. You know that loud music they listen to? That filthy music? Yes, our children, the children of the Most High God, they sneaking on the computer. They bringing those tablets to church. They ain't listening to the word of God on the tablet. They ain't listening to the word of God on the cell phone. They listening to the world. They listening to the world and the world's way. And when they snap at you, roll their eyes at you, you know where they learned it from? Social media. We got to take them cell phones from them and plant the word of God in them. If you got them a cell phone, put the word of God on. They got children's stories about Joseph and Noah and Moses and Daniel. Put the word of God on their tablet. Let it go in them. Get that junk off of their tablet. Check out your teenage children and grandchildren. What they listening to? What's going in their ear gate? What's going in their eye gate? You got to listen because the devil will speak to them if you don't. You got to speak to them. You got to teach them. They will grow up and tell their children to trust God, to remember what he has done in their lives, to obey the commandments. And then they will not be like their ancestors. I don't know about you, but I had some ancestors like this. They were stubborn, rebellious generation. Their heart was not loyal to God. Their spirits were not faithful to God. All of us got people in our families like that. Trust me, that was me at one time. I wasn't faithful to God. I was stubborn in a perverse generation, going to church every Sunday, but didn't truly know God. I was a bench holder, sitting with, you know, holding down the bench. But I had an encounter. Remember Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, he was murdering Christians. Are we murdering people with our mouths? Are we murdering our children with our mouths? What are we saying to our children to encourage them? Are we murdering our children with our mouths? What are we saying to encourage our children? Are we telling them things that they need to hear? Are we implanting the word of God in them? Are we putting it on the TV? Are we writing scriptures out for them or letting them write the scriptures out so they can say the scriptures so it can be written on the tables of their mind so that when the devil comes, they'll say, it is written, Satan, I will not follow you. I will follow God. God said he loved me. Don't you know that God loves the children? Oh, my God. God. Yes, I'm talking about you. I don't care what age you are. God loves you. We're his children. Yes, we are. We are his children. God loves you. When I tell you he loves you, see, Jesus was talking. He was blessing the children. In Matthew 19, it says, then some people brought the little children to Jesus because they knew Jesus loved them, loved their children, and they wanted their children to be blessed. But you know what? Sometime in our ignorance, we say, baby, you only 3 years old. You can't be saved yet. Baby, you only two. And they praying, and they asking God to save them at 2 and 3. And we said, no, no, you too young. But Jesus said in Matthew 19:14, he said, do not stop the children. Do not stop them from coming to me. Children like these, 2 or 3 years old, 4, 5, 6, and up, they are part of the kingdom. They're not just bench warmers. They got me on the inside of them. I'm drawing them, and don't you dare stop them. And Jesus blessed every one of those children. Are you birth blessing your children? Don't cuss your child out without saying cuss words. Don't cuss them. Bless them. Bless you, baby. Don't always be putting your children down. Build them up. Say, baby, I love you so much. Now, mama going to tell you the truth. Daddy going to tell you the truth. Grandma going to tell you the truth. Auntie going to tell you the truth. Uncle going to tell you the truth. I want you to be saved. I want you to know God for yourself. I know God, but you got to know him for yourself. I can tell you about the God that saved me, but I want you to have a relationship with him for yourself. We have work to do. We have work to do. I'm telling you, too many people are warming the bench. We got work to do. Yeah, you may have a headache. I know Pastor Donna don't feel 100% all the time, but she's pressing her way. She's saying, now, God, you're my healer. It ain't the doctor. She already know it's Dr. Jesus that's healing her. When she go from city to city and state to state, and when she's on Facebook, and I'm telling you, she's a busy woman. And I thank God for each of you coming on today. We have work to do. We have work to do. When I tell you we have work to do, you may not know what work to do. Ask your pastor. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Lord, what would you have me to do? You know, sometimes I'm busy. I may be cooking a meal. He'll say, I want you to call this one. I want you to call that one. I want you to text this one. Text them the word. Call them. Pray for them. And sometimes I'm thinking about them. They'll call me. I said, okay, Lord. You had them call me. I know they want the word because they would not be calling me if they didn't want the word. So I thank God for each of you coming on today. It's Children's Day. We are all his children. I know you probably say, well, where are the children? We're his children. We're his children. He loves us. He said, look here, don't you stop. Don't you warm that bench. Get up. Get up. Do my will. Do my work. He said, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you may be 92. You may be 102. I'm talking to you. Get up. You got work to do. You know that song says, there's work on every hand. There's much work to do in the kingdom of God. So you find out what it is. It may be just walk across the aisle and go hug a sister. It may be, excuse me, give an encouraging word to your neighbor. Say, good morning. It's a beautiful day to praise the Lord. Yeah. You know, you may be in Winn-Dixie, and the Lord may call you to pray for somebody. And you say, Lord, me? Yes, you. God is no respecter of person. He's using all ages today. He's using you. Maybe he may call you to hold a sister's baby. Maybe there's a single father, and he may be calling on you to help the family out, to be that grandma that they need. Maybe he's calling on you to cook a meal for a family, a homeless people, and go take it down there to the homeless section of town. He may be calling you to pray. It may be 4 o'clock in the morning. You can't sleep. Don't go through Facebook. Don't go through movies. Don't go through this. Pray. Say, Lord, I'm up. I'm wide awake. I can't even sleep. What would you like for me to pray today? And speaking of that, we got a mighty woman of God on. Last Saturday, I was speaking at their, they had a wholeness and wellness conference last week. So I spoke on there, and I was so blessed to be there in the house. There were many, many speakers there, and they spoke. Oh, my God. They spoke. Hallelujah. They gave God glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And her husband prayed. Oh, my God. When he prayed, it shifted the atmosphere. Yeah, I'm talking about Prophetess Ernestine Lawson. She's on with us. Then I asked her to pray for families this morning. She can pray now. She and her husband, they could pray. Most, oh, no, demons know better than to visit around them. Uh-uh. Before they open their mouth, soon as they wake up in the morning, before they put their feet on the floor, them demons fly. Because they know that Prophetess Ernestine Lawson and Prophet John Lawson is on the job. The devil can't get them. So I want to tell you, God is yet on the throne. So we're going to ask Prophetess Lawson to pray that we'll get up off the bench. We'll roll up our sleeves and work, work. Message title today is we got work to do. We got work to do. So I thank God for you. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you this morning?
Good morning, good morning. And I love what you were saying. You made me think of so many things while I was listening to you. And I thank God for everybody who came on before you. And I just want to give the testimony before I pray. I guess this man had a tent ministry within the last 6 months. I know it's recent. Or had a thing for the kids. Well, had something out, but he also had a little play thing. But he really set up a tent to minister to the adults. And I guess this little boy, mother, said she had to leave because she had to go to work. So he ran down to the altar. Now, I'm telling you, this is a true story. He ran down to the altar. He said, and the man asked him, how old was he? He said, I'm 5. He said, would you pray for me before I leave? My mom's got to go to work. You know, he says in a little childlike voice. And that man said, now look at this. The first person that wanted prayer was a 5-year-old. A 5-year-old. And that little boy's heart, God spoke to the little boy's heart and made him run down to the altar when no adults would run down. The man was talking, trying to get people to run down to the altar, but a 5-year-old boy. And the scripture says a child should lead them. So I just want to say what you do on Saturdays are important, very important, because we don't know what child God's going to use. And as you said, we're children too, glory to God. And I thank God for that. And so you need to pray for children or – no, it says that, give me a tell you, just repeat.
Family.
Okay. Father God, yes. We thank and we praise you. We give you glory, Father. We thank you, Lord God, because you're the creator of family, Lord God. You said to the man, Adam, that it was not good for him to be alone, and you gave him a wife called Eve. And they brought forth children, Lord God. And because they brought forth children, Lord God, the adversary, Lord God, decided, Lord God, that God, that he would have to get in the minds and the hearts of the children and the family, Lord God, and the wife and the husband. Lord God, so we thank you, Lord God, because you gave us a word, you gave us a remedy, you gave us your son, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary's cross, so we can have our right back to the tree of life. So, Father, Lord God, that for families, that the man's eyes will be open to be the covering of his family, Lord God, that the wife's eyes will be open and her heart will be the caretaker of her family, and the children's eyes will be open, Lord God, and my eyes, with spiritual eyes, spiritual understanding, spiritual revelation, spiritual guidance will be that the children, the Lord God, will honor thy mother and thy father so their life will be long upon the land that thou hast given us. So, Father, we lift up the family in every nation, every tongue, every language on every continent. Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that this is something that you establish and the gates of hell can't prevail. So, Father, we, Lord God, pray, Lord God, that our hearts be changed, our minds be changed, oh God. That, Lord God, that you'll get all the glory and honor. That we will, Lord God, the family will serve you in spirit and in truth, oh God. We bind up every hindrance spirit that's blocking men from being in their families. We bind the spirit of alcoholism, Lord God, and perversion, sexual perversion, God, and anger and rage, oh God, that cause a man to fight a wife and a wife to fight the husband, oh God. Oh, Father, then we come against, Lord God, every spirit that says that it's better to live together than to marry. But, Father, we declare and decree that a marriage bed is undefiled, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, that people, Lord God, even in this era, Lord God, will desire to be married. Lord God, with your blessing, Lord God, that they'll seek you to be the head of their household, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, when we send the one of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, hallelujah, who's the teacher, the trainer, the guide, the comforter, Lord God. Lord God, to speak, Lord God, in the realm of the spirit. And Lord, let the humans, Lord God, male, female, have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And he's saying it's time now, Lord God, to honor and maintain a Christian family, not just our condotable shekhead, M.I.C., not just a family, Lord God, that don't go to church and don't honor God. But, Father, I pray, Lord God, that those that are married, Lord God, hallelujah, that will want to go to a football game or a baseball game or have their little kids in league games. But, Lord God, that won't go to church on Sundays or Saturdays or however, Lord. But we pray, Lord God, that those, Lord God, that is on this earth, Lord God, will submit themselves to you, Lord God. He said, hallelujah, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, for a humbling, Lord God, of men and women and children become this family. Lord God, we plead the blood over the family, Lord God, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord God. Lord, let your glory, how comfortable shit, rest on families, oh God. And when I say families, oh God, because I hear this in my spirit, we talk about grandmothers and grandfathers and aunties and uncles, because that's all families, oh God. They come against the spirit of division, Lord God. Hallelujah, within the family, oh God, that, Lord God, we bind that spirit, Lord God, and we lose love and unity, Lord God, like, oh God, and then as I grew up, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for the woman down the street or the old man, oh God, that will look out for the children, Lord God, as they walk up and down the street. Lord God, that give the word of counsel, the word of correction, Lord God, let there be an honoring, Lord God, of the community family, oh God, that we, my Lord God, will give you the honor, give you the praise, that they would acknowledge you and tell the young people, hallelujah, that there's a God, hallelujah, that loves them and gave his only begotten son for them. So, Father, we thank you not only for the immediate family, the community family, but then, Lord God, I lift up the church family to you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we'll get back on one accord. I bind the spirit of fear. I come against every spirit of fear of coronavirus and anything that's preventing people from the fellowship of the church family. You see how good it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. So, Lord God, let us be one in the house, one in the community, and one in the church. God, we pray all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Ah, thank the Lord for you. Hallelujah. But we're going to continually have prayer time on Bible Storyland Children's Day. We thank God that we are all children of God. We thank God for what he's doing in us. We have Minister Vivian Collins on with us today. We're going to ask her to say a prayer for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Donna, let me see. Do you have any more requests, Pastor Donna?
Minister G, just for the bereaved families. We still have a lot of death here in Paducah, the bereaved families.
All right, thank you. So, Sister Vivian, if you could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and bereaved family.
Good morning, God.
Good
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you this morning, God, for this great woman of God that you and this great man of God that you have created in your own image, God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, that you, oh God, has taught them and is still teaching them the way, the truth, and the light, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for their endurance. Thank you for their patience. Thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Thank you, Lord God, that their footsteps are ordered by you, Lord God. Thank you for the entire family, Lord God. Thank you for the family unit you have created, oh God. And, Lord, thank you for providing for them that they have no needs, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that their eyes, hallelujah, shall out of both see, their eyes is equipped to see beyond the natural, oh God, into the things of the Spirit. Thank you, Father God, that their ears are in tune, oh God, to you. When you speak, oh God, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, that you're raising them up. Thank you for two is better than one, God. Hallelujah, that they have good, oh God. Oh, God, for their labor, oh, God, as they labor in the vineyard before you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we just, oh, God, thank you for everything that you're doing in their lives, God. We ask you to look now, God, on all those that are sick. Oh, God, that they are praying for, God. Oh, God, heal, set free, and deliver, oh, God, all those that have lost loved ones, God. God, you the comforter, God. Comfort them, oh, God, Father God, in this time. God, there's a time, oh, God, for everything. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die, God. So, God, we rejoice in these times, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher, God, of our lives. Thank you, Father God, Lord God, as they, oh God, continue in you, God. Oh God, their footsteps are ordered by you, oh Father God, oh, and by none other, God. They will not follow no other, God, but you, Father God. Lord, I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that powerful prayer. We appreciate it so much. Thank you, Minister Vivian Collins, we appreciate you. Thank God for those who've been praying. We're going to ask Minister Glory Dean if she would pray for Jackie Travis, her two daughters, her two granddaughters, and then the senior citizens. And remember Mr. John, especially Mr. John, that she is a caretaker for. You there, Glory Dean? Hello?
No.
Okay. You may not be there. Hello?
Yeah, I think I actually muted it. Did something to it. Praise God, okay. I'm here. I'm here.
You need me to repeat those prayers?
I think it's breaking up. So. I didn't understand.
Do you need me to repeat the prayer request?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, can you pray for Jackie Travis? She has two daughters. Pray for her two daughters, her two grandchildren, and she has a ministry of senior citizens, and she's asking for special prayer for Mr. John, who she's the caretaker of.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for that prayer request, God. Because it's important, Father God, and it's a needed prayer, God. We want to pray for his brother, Father. We want to pray for him, God, that you just touch him, God, mightily as a caretaker, God. That you take care of his body, God. Heal him, Father. We ask him for healing for him, God. And, Father God, whatever pain is in his body now, God, that you just take it away, God. Take it away, God, and give him peace, God. Let that peace come, God, and let him be strong, God. Let that strongness stay within him, Father, and the things that he's been doing, God, let him continue to be able to do those things, Father. He's working with the senior citizens, God, showing his love, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we just want to thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, because, God, these are the type of people that you really use, God. And this is a ministry that you have put within him. And we thank you, Lord, that he showed that love, the joy, the peace, and everything, God, to give it to them. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we pray for Jack and her family, God, and her daughters, God, her whole family, God, that you take care of all of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, keep them under the shadow of your wings, God, in the name of Jesus, that whatever calamities could that be in the way, that they be gone in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father, as we give you glory. And praise God for Jackie with her strength to do what she's doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Father, to give her strength. And we thank you, Father. We just, God, you know, sometimes you can't stop praying because we know the need. And we thank you, Lord, that you take care of the need of this family and the caretaker. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Glory Dean. We appreciate that powerful prayer. We thank God for the intercessors. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she would pray a special prayer for children, especially in America, during this demonic holiday season, Halloween. Pray against, you know, blood sacrifices of our children and however else the Lord leads you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we acknowledge, oh God, our ignorance, Lord God, of and what America has done of instituting a demonic holiday, Lord God, that many people ignorantly celebrate. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord God, for not acknowledging you and glorifying you, Lord God, in the areas of what you have called us, Lord God, to teach and train our children, Lord God, and Father, even for the churches, Lord God, that do not have the wisdom and the knowledge, Lord God, that said they got to offer the children something, amen, but allow them to come in costume. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord God, for worshiping a demonic God and worshiping the devil, Lord God, for Halloween. And Lord God, we speak to the school system. We speak to every aspect, Lord God, of the transition from All Saints Eve to Halloween. We bind up every principalities and powers, oh God. We bind up even the, Lord God, the witches that declare and decree that everyone who participates, they sacrifice, they offer them all as a demonic worship unto the devil. Father, open up our eyes, oh God. Let the people, Lord God, hear. Let there be teaching and training of how Halloween started and how Halloween it is for the children, that the witches and warlocks, those who practice ungodly blood sacrifices, tie our children's name and to all children, Lord God, to the sacrifice, oh God. And then, Father God, let give us, Lord God, even in the, that's it, we cover the children and the school system, going to school, coming back from school, on the buses, oh God. Father, we plead the blood over our children, Lord God, while they're in the classroom, in the hallways, oh God. We bind every form of sickness and disease, Lord God, that could come against our children, Lord God, especially the children that have an immune-compromised system. Lord God, we lift up the children whose parents have no choice, hallelujah, but to send them to schools, that, Lord God, that won't protect them, Lord God. But, Father, we pray, plead the blood over there that they'll be blood protected, blood bought. We pray, Lord God, for our children, Lord God, that are being bullied and harassed, oh God, because the way they dress or where their parents lack money to have expensive clothes or whatever. We bind up every avenue of the devil that wants to oppress and depress our children, Lord God. Father, we plead the blood over our children that go back to homes, oh God, where there's no light, where there's no water, or even if they live in their car, Lord God. We pray, Lord God,
that the peace of God will rest, rule, and abide on them, Lord God. We lift up children, oh God, all over the world and all over America, Lord God, that are being tormented by demonic forces, being tormented by bullies, being tormented, oh God, hallelujah, by their parents, oh God. Father, we charge the angels that are assigned to them to minister peace, joy, and comfort, Lord God. And even for the children that are homeless, Lord God, but still making A's and B's, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for supernatural, Lord God, intelligence, oh God, for those that don't have the cable and the internet connection but still doing their work, oh God. Now, Father, we just pray, Lord God, for our children today. We bind all the hands of the enemy that would want to kidnap them, hallelujah, and put them into prostitution, Lord God. We bind every person, Lord God. And, Lord God, we loose the wisdom, Lord God, so the policemen, Lord God, were sent. We lift the wisdom for the teachers. We lift the wisdom for the neighbors to notice, Lord God, that there's something wrong about this child being out in the street so late at night, or something wrong. And, Lord, that they were reported to the policemen. Oh, God, we bind the spirit of fear, Lord God, that we'll see a child being trafficked and the people will not do one thing about it. Oh, Father, forgive us, Lord God, about sin. Forgive us, Lord God, for not being obedient to your word, Lord God, that we would not watch over our children, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you. And like we said, be a hedge of protection, Lord God, when they leave the house and when they come back in. Lord, let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. That was much needed, much needed. Thank God. Amen. Well, I'm going to open up the lines. Anyone have a special request? You can make some special requests for prayer. I thank God for each of you all being on with us this morning. It's Children's Day, and we are children of the Most High God. We love and adore the Father, and we thank him. Oh, my God, he loves us so much. No words can express the great love the Father has for us. So I'm muting the lines. If you have a prayer request, please state your name and your prayer request.
I have a prayer request, Karen Eichel.
Okay.
There's a kid that has been mentioned on Next Door that is been found, but then when somebody called his name, he took off and ran again. So I hope whatever's keeping him on the run, he will be found and returned to his parents. And somebody put a note on there that when you do find him, to please let him know he's loved and that God and that his people love him. So we're trying to get him to show back up and return to his parents and that kind of a thing. Thank you.
Now, you saying a runaway child?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Runaway child. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for that child? For some reason, he's running away, but could you pray for that child that's running away from his parents to show up and disappear and whatever's going on, it'll get to the root cause.
Yes, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Because first we got to speak to the home. Father, Lord God, we lift up the child, Lord God. But you knew who he is, and you know where he's at, Lord God. And so, Lord God, there's some reason, oh God, that he feels, or he or she, he feels that there's no peace in his home, Lord God. But I pray, Lord God, for an intervener, Lord God, someone who would speak to him and find out what his home life condition is, Lord God, and Lord God, and that may report him, Lord God, or her, I mean, to child services, oh God, so that, Lord God, that if the home life, Lord God, is not conducive for the rearing of the children, then he'll be placed in a nicer home with Christian persons who will be able to speak and minister the word of God to him. And Father, then if the home is a Christian home, and the child is demonically being attacked, and that's what's causing him to run,
We pray that the demonic forces that are attacking him, that are causing him to run or flee, be broken off of him, that he will not continue to run away and serve the devil, Lord God. But whatever condition, whether the parents that need deliverance or the child that needs deliverance, we come in agreement with the word that that he would be found and found, hallelujah, with a merry heart, with a heart of compassion, that he'd be found by someone who God assigned and God ordained to speak into his life, to set him apart for his purpose and his cause. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even through the police department, Lord God, that the police will be more aware when they see the children, Lord God, in the wrong place, but yet not stop. But they, Lord God, will do a search, oh God, and ask, Lord God, the children, do you belong here, Lord God? Not to bully them, not to beat them up, but this is what a sincere heart, trying to find out where the child is located. And then, Lord God, I charge the angels that are assigned to the boy, Lord God, hallelujah. I know, God, you will not break a person's will. So, Lord God, I thank you for the angels that will minister to him, that he will start hearing the voices of the angels, ministering peace, love, and comfort, Lord God, and give him direction, Lord God, because the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you to truth. Lord God, we pray that the angel, angelic forces, Lord God, and the Holy Spirit will lead him to the place that he needs to be so he can become whom God has ordained. And we thank you that he will be found. We thank you that he will find a home, Lord God, whether it is his home or, God, another home, that, Lord God, that your word and your peace and your son Jesus can be introduced to him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Any more prayer requests? All right. We're going to be closing out soon. Any more prayer requests? Okay. Well, we thank God for each of you. God is so amazing. Yes, go ahead.
I have a prayer request for Miss Faye in the building on 18th floor. I think you remember her. Miss Faye Hatcher. You remember Miss Faye? The cancer's
No.
I think coming back or whatever. Pray for Miss Ola. She lost her daughter. You know Miss Ola?
Oh.
She lost her daughter, Miss Vivian. And for Miss Faye with her cancer, that she does better. And for Mr. Mark, it's a man named Mr. Mark. And a prayer for Wayne, my friend Wayne, that had his leg amputated. I don't know. I guess he gets down in the dump sometime, and I understand that. Just pray for all my senior citizens that they become friendlier with each other and more kind to one another and want to help one another. Because they go to Bible study, but they don't speak to each other when they leave Bible study. And they're not friendly to each other when they leave. And that puzzles me. Well, please pray for them.
Okay. Prophetess Lawson, did you hear her prayer request?
Not all of it. I heard the end, but not all of it.
Okay. Pray for
okay,
my...
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, please pray for Miss Faye, Miss Ola, in the loss of her daughter. Miss Faye was her cancer. And my senior citizens, as they start caring for each other, because we go to Bible study, but when we leave Bible study, they don't want to speak to one another. And they don't, you know, they're not nice to each other, because I see their actions all the time.
That's
and pray
so
for Mr. Mark and Wayne.
Mark, Wayne.
They both have amputations, yes.
Okay, amputations. Okay, give me the first name again. You said Faith and who?
Miss Faye and Miss Ola. Ola.
Ola, okay.
O-L-A, I think, uh-huh. Ola.
Yeah.
Miss Ola
okay.
May. Ola May.
Okay, I remember you having her on one time. Okay.
Thank you,
Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, God,
I speak this when it comes to faith and Olamé, to any past hurt, past pain, or past things done. Father, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that the spirit of forgiveness will rest on them, Lord God, when they meet each other in the home, oh God, that the fellowship of church, Lord God, will not end in church or in prayer and in Bible study, but the fellowship of love will guide and rule each other, Lord God, in the boarding home, Lord God. That, Lord God, there's a desire, Lord God, because as women, you call us to care. You gave us a nature to have a caring heart. So I pray, Lord God, for them to have a caring heart for one another. Lord God, that they, Lord God, will become servants to one another. Hallelujah. And not just in word and deed, but, Lord God, in the sense of the sweet fellowship of one another, that others will see, Lord God, that here these two not only read the Bible, Lord God, and pray and sing, but they also, Lord God, have the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. So we bind the spirit of division. We come against any anger, animosity, and anything one may be holding against each other. We bind the spirit of offense. And then, Lord God, we lift up Mark and Wayne, Lord God, who are struggling with diabetes, oh God, and their bodies, their pancreas is not working to cause them to be able to process the sugar or the carbohydrates that they're intaking. We pray, Lord God, for a supernatural healing of their pancreas. Lord God, a supernatural healing of their body. And then we come against the spirit of depression, that is so quotable thing, that may hit them because they've lost their legs, oh God, that they can't do what they used to do. We come against that spirit that want to make them give up or quit, Lord God, and don't care because, Lord God, they have lost a part of them. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the ministry of love, the ministry of compassion, Lord God. Lord God, that my sister gives them, Lord God. That, Lord God, in spite of everything that they may be going through and everything that they may feel, but they'll see that her life, hallelujah, her care is more than enough to the family members that may or may not come by. But the fact that she provides, hallelujah, the godly love and the godly nature to the people and the residents that she's duty-bound to care for. We thank you, Lord God, that they'll feel that love and they'll feel that care. And, Lord God, not only would they want to live, oh God, but, Lord God, that they want to become servants of the Most High God. From Ms. Olamé, Ms. Faith, Mark, and Wayne, we thank you for healing their bodies. We thank you for restoring them. Lord God, let the spirit of restoration for them. Lord God, let the spirit of love, hope, and peace rule them in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Any more requests? We're getting ready to close out. All right. Well, I thank God for you. Have a God-filled, awesome week, day, month, year. Don't forget, praise the Lord, like you lost your mind. God is so good. He's so amazing. And he loves you with all of his heart. So we got to love him back. Thank God for you all. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.